He crowded her from behind, swept her hair over one winged shoulder, and stuck his nose against the soft skin of her neck. Tiny pearl buttons ran down the length of her spine, and with one hand on her hip, he rubbed against her. He nibbled on her earlobe, skimmed his hand around to her belly, and caressed the smooth line of her middle.
"Anteros?"
Sucking in a breath, she leaned back against him.
"You make me feel things I've never felt with another man before."
"Have you ever allowed a man to get this close to you?"
He ran his tongue along the soft whorls of her ear.
"No, there have always been boundaries I've never crossed."
She tipped her head back against his shoulder, her eyes closing, and golden eyelashes sweeping down onto her flushed cheeks.
"I haven't taken a lover in over 18 months.
He wasn't sure why he'd just admitted that, other than that it seemed important she was aware.
"Not since before we met."
She lifted one hand, curled it around his neck, and stretched onto her toes.
"Si."
He'd forged a bond with her from the beginning, and even though they'd agreed to be friends and naught more, he'd still had the devil of a time trying to allow another woman's touch. Of course, eager barmaids in taverns attempted to entice him, but he never took them up on their blatant offers.
"I kissed a man not long ago," she blurted.
"Who?"
Anger didn't even begin to express the emotion which suddenly rose within him.
"I thought kissing would be magical, to share breath with another and for them to share theirs in return. Obviously, I kissed the wrong man."
She turned in his arms and searched his gaze.
"Would you show me what kissing is truly meant to be like?"
"It would be best if I didn't."
He hadn't missed how she'd ignored his last question of whom she'd kissed, but perhaps it was best he didn't know, since that would only mean the night wouldn't end for him without a manhunt underway.
"Please, Anteros, will you kiss me?"
She licked her lips, wetting them in the most enticing way, her golden eyes shimmering all bright and beautiful, her hand on his chest closing over his medallion.